This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lin Mark, Wang Shaoning and Roshan Kanisen. Now, it's 7:37 in the morning, Thursday the 20th of February, and it's International Social Justice Day. So in line with that, later on after the 8 o'clock news bulletin, we're going to be looking at a group that experiences some of the worst inequalities and who are marginalised almost wherever they go, migrant workers. So for The Breakfast Grill, we're speaking with Adrian Pereira of the North-South Initiative and Charles Santiago, MP for Klang, to discuss legislative protections, security fears, and efforts to safeguard the rights of migrants in Malaysia. So be sure to tune in for The Breakfast Grill later on after the 8 o'clock news. In the meantime, though, we are taking a look this morning at the Japanese economy, which is teetering on the brink of recession. Now, this is based on recent economic indicators. Japan's fourth quarter GDP contracted at an annualized rate of 6.3%, way worse than anticipated by analysts. So Bloomberg's median forecast was for the GDP to shrink by 3.8% annualized rate.
It's also the worst quarterly contraction in 6 years since the last sales tax increase in 2014. The weak GDP data was for the final quarter of 2019, and it indicates that the Japanese economy was already negatively impacted by the hike in consumption tax last October, and that was even before the COVID-19 outbreak this year shut down tourism from China and disrupted supply chains for Japanese companies.
So there are real concerns that Japan will fall into a technical recession, defined of course as two consecutive quarters of falling output, as analysts have begun to cut their growth forecasts for the first quarter of 2020.
So for some thoughts on the outlook of the Japanese economy, we have on the line with us this morning Alvin Liu, senior economist at UOB Singapore. Good morning, Alvin, and thank you for joining us. So why were Japan's fourth quarter GDP results so far off the mark from analyst expectations, which were already quite low?
Okay, I think there's a lot to do with perhaps the government expectations saying guidance that the correction from the sales tax hike itself is going to be minimal or is going to be acceptable. And I think if you compare to the previous hike itself, certainly the amount of the negative impact on the consumption, right, on private spending is less, but nonetheless, I think it was a bit too premature to say that the impact was going to be well telegraphed and going to be minimized. So that is one thing. Then the other one, of course, in the quarter itself, other than sales tax hike, I think bad weather was also one of the reasons contributing to the weaker consumption, private consumption that in the quarter itself. So with the combination of those, then we got that result itself.
And measures to mitigate the impact of the sales tax hike have not really borne fruit. In your view, was this hike a miscalculation?
I would believe that this hike was, I think from the first sales tax hike itself quite a few years ago, right, they could see that the impact itself. And therefore, as you will know, that this hike has been postponed twice already. And to be fair, right, this was something that from the fiscal standpoint, right, something that the Japanese government needs to enact because to improve on the fiscal position. But the impact itself, nonetheless, right, could possibly not cause possibly come at a unfortunate timing.
So we look at monetary policy options, right? What options does Bank of Japan have actually to then preempt a recession, or is this inevitable for them?
I think the recession for us, we are penciling in definitely a recession for Japan in 2020, and the addition of the new threats of course the coronavirus outbreak, right, which will have a impact on first on tourism and then on perhaps the manufacturing production supply chains for Japan itself, that would definitely further crimp on some portions of the economy. So I think that itself looks more likely to for Japan to hit into a recession rather than not in 2020. What the central bank can do probably we were, I think the expectations are now fairly high that they have to ease their already very easy monetary policy again. And from our perspective, that we think they probably would be able to, they might want to cut their policy call rate as a first step, which is already negative 0.1, bringing it to a more negative minus 0.2% in the first quarter of 2020. So that means that we expect a further easing coming in the upcoming March monetary policy meeting for them.
So is this the death of Abenomics after 7 years? I mean, can stimulus packages resolve the structural problems of the Japanese economy as we see them now?
I think Japanese problems, economic problems, are a lot of them, and this is not just not cyclical. A lot of them are deep structural issues that they need to address. I think the earlier success of Abenomics, right, was that there were low-lying fruits where the Abenomics could actually get it going, and of course the easy monetary policy complementing the earlier success. But as we move down the years, the deeper reform, the structural reform in terms of on immigration, on the labor markets, right, have not really taken root, and in itself also, despite years of encouragement, wage growth has not seen a significant pickup in Japan, and that has pretty much says it all. Like after the years of the early part of the low-hanging fruits has been taken, right, the significant structural reforms have not really taken root, and therefore, I think the Abenomics part, right, has gotten no further headway from there.
And Tokyo is hosting the 2020 Olympics this summer. Do you see a scenario where the COVID-19 outbreak could result in the event being cancelled or postponed? And what kind of repercussions could this have for the Japanese economy?
Okay, for now, again, it is still too early days to say that the outbreak will last all the way into the middle of the year, whereby it would disrupt significantly air travel and therefore cause a cancellation or postponement of the Olympic Games. That's not on the cards at the moment. But certainly, right, you could expect that if the outbreak does get more protracted and the infection rates as well as the mortality rates suddenly picks up, right, then that will be a real risk to Japan's Olympic Games, given that, I mean, in terms of geography, right, Japan is fairly near to China versus, let's say, Europe away from China from the distance itself.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Alvin. And that was Alvin Liu, senior economist at UOB Singapore, talking to us about the Japanese economy. Now, Abenomics is quite interesting, right? Shinzo Abe's not had a very easy time of it over the past 7 years, because he came in 2012 and saw when he introduced the three arrows of the of Abenomics. He did see like 2 years, I think, of optimism and growth. And subsequently, the Japanese economy has kind of returned to its status of just kind of limping along, and this new COVID-19 outbreak isn't doing it any favours at all.
No, I mean, there are structural problems still exist, one of which is, of course, this ageing population, right?
Did you know that Japan loses one member of its workforce every minute at this point?
It is also the country where adult diapers outsell baby diapers, so that tells you how big a problem it is. But at the same time, they remain stubbornly close towards immigration. They only allow certain foreign workers for sectors where they are in desperate need of people, one of which is looking after the elderly. But if you look at them, I mean, if you look at Japan, they've tried most things. They've tried bold monetary easing. They've come up with fiscal policies, fiscal stimulus. In fact, Abe announced one late in 2019. Looks like might not be enough to overcome the issues that caused by COVID-19. And of course, reform. But reform has been very slow. So I think that has added to this whole sense that, can Japan really get out of its structural problems? Is it facing really major headwinds.
Yeah, I think the timing of COVID-19 was especially bad, considering that they just went into, they just implemented the new sales tax, and they were hoping that there would be a certain offset from the Olympics, right? That they would have some tourism, that there would be some money being put into the economy to offset this sales tax, because the last time they increased it, there was a dip in the economy.
They went into technical recession.
Yeah, and I mean, sales tax went up from 8 to 10% in October 2019, and before that, it was in 2014, it went from 5 to 8%. But it's very difficult to get the Japanese to actually spend any money. There is this sense, I would say confidence in the economy. It's a psychology thing rather more than anything else. And deflation, you know, continues to be a problem for the overall Japanese economy, no matter how low rates get. And the Bank of Japan has tried, honestly, almost everything.
Yeah, I think in the time that Shinzo Abe has been leading Japan, the Japanese economy has done better than it did in previous terms. But it's all relative, right? You know, they still see inflation rates of about 1%, which is
less than 1%,
just shy of it, right? Which is still less than the 2% that Shinzo Abe was targeting.
Yeah, fortunately for them, as a result of COVID-19, the only bright spot at the moment is that the yen declined as much as 1.3% against the dollar, which is the most since August, to 111.32. And the good news is that usually a low yen comes with a bump in the Nikkei 225, so there might be some flow into Japanese equity. So maybe a little bit of a silver lining in this very grey day for them.
Yeah, but I guess overall, the question over Japan's economic future is still in question, because we talk about the fact that maybe the sales tax was not the best move, but fiscally they needed to bump up tax revenue. And we were just talking about how every minute one additional employee leaves the workforce, that's tax revenue also leaving the coffers of the Japanese government. Long-term wise, with aging population and all these different factors, how are they going to balance the books?
It's a tough situation, and coupled, and now it's also compounded with the fact that Shinzo Abe is nearing the end of his term. So he is expected to appoint a successor in the next few years. So what kind of a situation is that successor going to inherit? A lot of questions still remain on the Japanese economy, but nevertheless, right now we are about to head into some messages, and then we'll be talking about how the COVID-19 might impact Malaysia's 5G rollout. So be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.